so two things. We're going to really try to make this a 15-minute Q&A.
Yeah, we'll see.
Still has never happened. But also, I've got a idea for the Tuesday episodes. I need you to remind me that I want to start doing this.
All right.
Chase is here with me. But I want to start the Tuesday Q&A episodes off with a quote.
Great idea.
So I have my quote ready for today.
All right, what is it?
It's from Mother Teresa. And it's, kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And so it's just a reminder to, like, if you're kind to somebody, whether it's a stranger or somebody you know, and you say something, like, it could be the one thing that turns their day around. It could be the one thing they needed to hear. It could be the thing that they're going to hear over and over, that echo in their head of like, oh, so-and-so, that person said this to me. And that might be something that just echoes for them.
You bet.
So, and it's really simple. I mean, like Mother Teresa
said, take much.
Short and easy to speak. Okay, so first question is from...
This one's from Molly.
Okay.
She wants to know, have you read Jessica Simpson's book? If not, you totally should. I think you would like it.
Okay, well, I didn't read it, but I listened to the audio version. Does that count?
I think so.
Like these days, I was so obsessed with finishing it that I was listening to it while I was getting ready, while I was working out, while I was driving. I got through that pretty quickly, and I was very impressed. I learned all kinds of things about her that I had no idea. I think sometimes we assume, because some people can be so public, and there was a time growing up, well, I mean, you know, not she wasn't like a childhood star to me, but like in some of my formative years, like I was watching her and I thought I knew everything about her because, you know, they invited us into their home on Newlyweds and then her and Nick were getting a divorce and I was devastated. And, you know, it was like all the things, but I just thought I always knew what was going on with her and the crazy things that had happened to her. And really, it just was a reminder that you have no idea. You have no idea what people are going through, famous or not famous. So I was reminded of the word grace, to keep that in mind for people. That's something I try to remind myself a lot about, and we bring it up here on the podcast because I think it's important. You never know. Like, I think there was even times recently where I was seeing how she would act. And by recently, I mean maybe in the last 5 years or so. I don't know when that interview was from her when she was on Ellen, where she was totally out of it.
Yeah.
But she addresses that in the book. And I remember watching that and being like, what is wrong with her? Like, she's crazy. But she's not. I mean, yes, she had some stuff going on, but, you know, we all can and will and do at some point. And when you take it all the way back to some of the stuff that she had to deal with in her childhood, and then how she learned to cope with things and deal with things with alcohol and pills and whatnot, it all makes sense. And you just have, it's like, oh. And then hearing it from her perspective, I just kept thinking, grace, grace, grace. And she is so good. You need
really? See,
even as a guy, like, I think that you would like it probably.
Well, I'm intrigued just a little bit because I remember the Newlyweds, right?
Yeah.
The MTV show. And I was like, I mean, when you were kind of mentioning that it was so in-depth, I'm like,
no, I mean, she gets into it when she dated John Mayer and what her divorce was really like. I think we thought we knew, but we had no idea.
Oh, wow.
Kind of like, isn't that the tagline for Real World? Or it was when that show was on. It's like, you think you know, but you have no idea. And, you know, that's that. Yeah, I feel like that could be her tagline. It could have been called Jessica Simpson, open book, you think you know, but you have no idea. And I feel like that's, you learn a lot about people when they put out, you know, a book like that, where they go all the way back and share with you the ins and outs of their life and their story and what made them who they are. And I thought she has been through a lot, but what I found to be interesting is she's like, I wouldn't change anything. I wouldn't change any of it. And because she's grown from it, and it led her on the path to where she is today. And yeah.
And she's a pretty successful businesswoman.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Her Jessica Simpson line is $1 billion company.
That's what I thought I read.
Yeah.
Which I would have never expected.
She's extremely honest in this book. And yeah, she talks about that. I mean, she's,
wow.
And she talks about when she dated Tony Romo. I mean, there was stuff that she brought up about him where I was like,
all the Dallas fans were haters.
Oh, I know.
I remember that.
My husband is a big Dallas Cowboys fan. And I remember people treating her so poorly. And, you know, they didn't want her at games. Yeah. And I didn't really realize this at the time, but she addresses how Tony never stuck up for her. And I was like, oh, dang, lame. But yeah. She has this story about him and his house and like checks. You have to, I don't want to ruin it if you want to listen to it, but
I'm going to listen to
it. And then I cried at the end, just so that you know. Yeah. Mary just finished it too. I saw her. I know that she was listening to it as well, but I just saw that she posted on Instagram like earlier today that she finished it. So I haven't messaged her yet to see if she cried, but I did.
I'm intrigued.
There's like a surprise at the end that I was not expecting, and it made me cry. So.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's good.
That's good. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like
it. I'm going to follow up with you on this.
Yes.
All right, let's keep this moving. The next one's from Paige. Hey, Amy, I love your podcast and I listen first thing when it comes out. I was wondering how you wake up so early and still seem to have so much energy throughout the day. I never seem to feel well rested and struggle to wake up early. Do you take any vitamins or supplements to help you sleep or give you energy?
Well, first of all, I think you start with the sleep. Like, let's look at how much sleep are you getting? Are you getting the 7 to 9 hours? I know 9 seems crazy because we've just, I know 8 seems like that's what you're supposed to get, but that seems impossible. So you maybe get 6 or 7. But really, people say now our goal should be 8 or 9.
Wow.
And that's, I'm trying to make sleep such a priority, which waking up super early, that means I go to bed super early. And I always have because of the morning show. But, you know, even on the weekends, if I don't have to be up late, I still, my husband and I are trying to get in bed early just so we don't break that routine and that rhythm. So start with sleep. Let's look at how much water are you drinking? I think water intake can be huge on energy levels. And then are you eating regularly and adequately for your body? Are you giving it the fuel that it needs? Food is fuel. And I think sometimes as a society, we can run off caffeine. I know I have been guilty of this, but once I started to shift into not being like scared of eating and food, you know, instead of just drinking a bunch of coffees all day or matcha lattes or tea to kind of curb my appetite, I had more energy. So make sure you're not turning to caffeine if you feel a slump. Like maybe it's really that you need an apple because that can energize you just as much as a cup of coffee. And then also the supplements I take, like I've told you before, I take a probiotic every day. Occasionally I take food enzymes, I take magnesium before I sleep, and then I take ashwagandha during the day. And the brand that I like, I have brands up on my Amazon page for all those, like radioamy.com, if you want to find those things. And then the ashwagandha, I like Himalaya. It's an organic supplement that you can take that boosts your energy and reduces stress. So it's something that I've been into. I used to do a powder form and throw it in my smoothies, but I wasn't always having a smoothie every day. So now I just take it in the pill form. So Himalaya is the company. And ashwagandha, you may even hear, I do commercials here on the podcast. There was one point, I think they had like a code. Maybe the code was Amy.
Maybe give that a try.
Double check that, give that a try. And like you got a free bottle, but I don't know if they, there was only a limited number of bottles of that. So those are the only supplements that I take. Besides, I guess, is Vital Proteins considered a supplement? Yep. Which I've started to try Ancient Nutrition. It's another brand that makes collagen. And I also just started some of their probiotics too because I ran out of my Kimberly Snyder ones. So, but I don't know, just another brand for you to check out if you see it at the store. I actually like it because I do not like all collagen powders. Some of them taste nasty. Even though they say unflavored, they're not. Heads up. Okay.
All right, good stuff. The next one is from Madison. Hey, Amy, so I'm looking to see if you have any great go-to recipes for protein shakes or smoothies. I'm getting a little burnout on my chocolate, spinach, and avocado combo that I do every day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to mix it up. I could see getting burnout for sure, but I guess if you already have chocolate protein powder, I would recommend throwing in some fresh mint and make it like a mint chocolate chip shake. But if you're really burnout, then you might need to get some vanilla protein powder. And I like Garden of Life. They make a good one. The Garden of Life actually makes a good one that my kids love. It's what I make their protein pancakes out of. And it's vanilla chai.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That is a good one. And you could maybe do that with some almond milk and frozen blueberries or a frozen banana and a little bit of spinach or greens in there. So Be Well by Kelly, she has a lot of good smoothie recipes up on her blog if you want to go check those out. But I mean, I just kind of try not to think about it too much. Play around with it. Play around with different things. Don't be scared. The only thing I say with smoothies, and I try to watch it, I don't want you to think anything is bad, but even if you go to Be Well by Kelly's, you'll see a lot of hers don't have fruit, but she's trying to watch you spiking your insulin level. And so that's why she's not throwing a bunch of fruit in her smoothies. And when you buy a smoothie out, you kind of need to watch out for that because they'll load them up with fruit. And fruit is great for you, but it can be high in sugar. So just depending on if you don't want to like crash after, but everybody's different. But doesn't mean you can't have fruit in there, but just play around with the ingredients. Do you have a good smoothie you like?
I'm pretty simple. I do a banana, strawberries, and a lot of spinach.
And then like protein? Or no?
I do a protein shake separate where I just do the protein powder. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really to get
my
greens.
That's what my kids like.
Because I'm bad at getting
greens. That's the way you get your spinach.
I just load spinach in there.
Mm-hmm. That's smart.
Yeah.
Mango is another good one with vanilla. Like if you have a plain vanilla protein powder, and then you do like some frozen mango and maybe a chunk of frozen pineapple or something.
Yeah,
it tastes like
stuff.
A pina colada. So try that.
Those are good ones.
Maybe add some rum. Just kidding.
I mean, yeah. All right. Last one's from Tracy. Hey, what is the snack you said you were addicted to on the Bobby Bones show the other day? Hip something.
Oh, it's hippies.
Hippies?
H-I-P-P-E-A-S, like hip peas. And they're like these, I don't know, almost like Cheetos, but a healthier version. Again, I'm learning myself, and this is new for me, and you'll learn on the Disordered Eating podcast that we have coming up, like trying not to categorize foods as bad and good. Even just now talking about putting fruit in the smoothies, like I was trying to be careful with my language because I'm learning and I want to shift the way I speak to you and I speak to myself about food and, you know, what is your body asking for and what is going to be nourishing to your body. And yeah, so I don't want to call it like a healthier Cheeto because then that's me implying that Cheetos are bad. But Lisa, who is The Well Necessities is her Instagram handle, at The Well Necessities. And she's going to be doing the Disordered Eating series with me. And I am so excited about it. But she will help us understand why avoiding that type of language is important mentally for you if you have a weird relationship with food. If you don't, then ignore me. But Hippies is the name. And they're really good. And my favorite flavor is vegan white cheddar. They have them at Target and wherever, but that's what the snack I'm addicted to. Like they're for my kids, but then I end up eating them all and then my kids don't have snacks. Other snacks that I'm really into right now, which this isn't what we brought up on the Bobby Bone Show, but I will say Purely Elizabeth chocolate sea salt granola. It's so good. It's my jam.
Yeah.
Rice cakes with almond butter and honey.
Good stuff.
So good. Like sea salt popcorn. I like either Boom Chicka Pop or Skinny Pop. Mm-hmm. We buy them in the little
snack size.
Why couldn't I say that? Single snack size packs, which are good. And my kids also like those too. And then I am obsessed with endangered species almond and sea salt dark chocolate bars right now.
I just tried it here and it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Normally with the endangered species, I eat the 88% dark, but I was at the store and the almond sea salt spoke to me. And I was like, I guess I better buy it. I know it's only 72%, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I will live. And it's so good.
It's so good.
It's like that perfect mix of like salty chocolate, and definitely try that out.
Yeah.
If you, I mean, I got it at the turnip truck, but I know Whole Foods has it. Target, I think, actually the bar we ate, I got at Target. So boom.
There you go.
I thought I got it at turnip truck, but Target has it. We are at 14 minutes and 16 seconds, and that's all the questions. So, like, what should we ramble about for?
Why don't you try to buy yourself 20 seconds and wrap it up?
Okay, so
that's awesome.
Yeah, if anybody knows Jessica Simpson, let's try to get her on the podcast. I think it'd be amazing. After listening to her book, I want to sit down with her. And one time, I saw her at a restaurant.
Yeah,
and I did not say hi to her. It was probably 2008. 2009, maybe. Uh-huh. Could have been 2010, but she was at Chewy's in Austin at the OG Chewy's on Barton Springs, the original. And she was sitting in a booth with some people, and I was there with my friend Jill, and we were sitting at the bar eating, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's Jessica Simpson. And I literally had on Jessica Simpson shoes. But I mean, I couldn't. I didn't want to, like, the rule, you don't talk to people when they're eating yeah. or they're with their family.
You realize you're going to ramble about Jessica Simpson. Oh, wait, now we're, the 15.
Now we're at 15 minutes and 15 seconds. So I hope you'll have an amazing Tuesday. Don't forget that Mother Teresa quote that I told you about. Be kind to people. Say kind words because they're easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless. Namaste.